Well, mostly unenvious quitter. Of course, I haven't quit creativity, but I certainly have, for the most part, or at least for now, I've quit music. I found an art form that is not made out of my body and out of my soul somehow. Like there's this super comforting remove between what I am and what I make that is like, I'm so happy.
Welcome to Dive Bar Music Club, the low-key, high-taste happy hour for music nerds. Each week, we're joined by a rotating cast of regulars, people who live and breathe independent music. This week, we're introducing you to Caitlin Carey, a happily retired touring musician and celebrated visual artist. Carey spent years in the trenches of the indie scene, and now she'll be bringing a lot of that real-world music knowledge to our barstool roundtable. Part hang, part deep dive. It's Dive Bar Music Club. Grab your drink, pull up a chair, and let's dive in with Caitlin Carey on this episode of Dive Bar Music Club. Caitlin, you've been doing some beautiful creative work lately that's kind of taken you away from music. What have you been up to?
Yeah, thank you. For about the past decade, I've been making fabric collage. I made up a name for it because the words weren't really there, but I call it needleprint. And basically, it's sort of a friend of quilting, but I sew fabric onto canvas. And I'm feeling very lucky that I've been able to sort of make a big transition into a different form of art that's also my living.
I think I first got to know that work when you were doing some representations of historic buildings in North Carolina.
Yes. It's funny, I do connect that to my music life. Mostly in the sense that I think that I spent a lot of time being really homesick. And home is Raleigh, North Carolina. And it felt like every time I came home, some building that I loved had been torn down or something had changed. And I'm generally like a not into change person, but it sort of made me feel this strong urge to start documenting the places that made my home feel like my home. And that sort of merged with this way of making art out of fabric that developed into a whole, you know, my whole thing for a number of years. I've kind of decided I don't want to be the lady that makes landmarks forever, but I certainly enjoyed doing it. And I feel very lucky that it resonated for people and it gave me a foothold in a new, you know, in a whole new career.
So, Caitlin Carey, how did you end up having a life in music?
Utterly by accident. I mean, I studied violin from a very young age. I started at 4 and was pretty serious until about 16 when I gave it up for, I don't know what 16-year-olds do, but at least for me, it wasn't classical violin. And for a while, I stopped and then picked it back up again in college. But true sort of beginning of a career in music was very accidental. I was in graduate school at NC State, and I don't even remember that I told anybody that I was a musician, but I guess I did. And I got a phone call out of the blue from Ryan Adams saying that he was starting a band and he heard that I was a fiddle player and did I want to be in a band? And I don't even know also why I said yes to that, because it was insane. I was teaching and in a more or less serious academic path heading towards probably trying to become an author, but certainly trying to teach and be in academia. And instead, I ran away with the circus, so to speak, and it really was a circus. That launched into a couple decades of making music as my livelihood and my life. If asked, I would refer to myself as a visual artist, and my goal is to be in the art museum. Well, actually, I've achieved that goal. I got in the art in the real live North Carolina Art Museum just recently. So,
congratulations! That is just spectacular.
Thank you. It really feels great. It's a tiny little piece in a little group show, but hey, I didn't have to die to get in the art museum.
Obviously, this podcast is Dive Bar Music Club, and music venues are a huge part of what all of us love. But have there been any small to medium places and spaces that have really spoken to you with music, whether performing or seeing or just being part of a community?
Oh, absolutely. I could say name several in Raleigh, and I've also worked in them a lot. I worked at Humble Pie, which was a restaurant most of the time that turned into a show venue on the weekends where we would be washing the dishes and then move all the tables out of the way and set up the stage. And sometimes I would be the person that went out and played on that stage. And sometimes we just got to see great shows. And yeah, there's also the Poor House Music Hall in Raleigh, which is still going as one of our really great sort of mid-size clubs. And I, both Skillet and I, my husband Skillet and I, have bartended there. It's been a while now, but that was a big part of our supplemental income when we were musicians touring. You know, you can hold down a job even when you're gone a lot if you're a decent bartender. I really couldn't be a bartender now in most places because the world of, you know, I don't really drink. I don't drink anymore, but also the craft cocktail world has all that muddling of fresh herbs and shit.
That developed after I stopped drinking. So like I'm completely clueless when people talk about it. I'm like, I'm sorry. Last time I drank was like bucket of beer era. So sorry.
Yeah, right.
Where would you like people to find you?
I'm easy to find on CaitlinCarey.com. I was smart enough to get that a long time ago. So yeah, and it's full of my artwork and a little tiny blurb maybe about my music. It's funny, you don't want to confuse the point. So to learn about my music, you might go to our friend Google, I guess, or better yet, go to one of the streaming platforms and go listen to some rather than read about the boring exploits or what have you. If you look up my band Tres Chicas, you're liable to get some dirty porn, so watch out.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm very familiar with Tres Chicas, but not that one.
There are others, apparently, and they do naughty things.
All righty. Well, to each their own. One probably pays better than the other, and it's not the music.
That's right.
Anyway. Caitlin Carey, I'm so excited that you're going to be part of what we're doing here with Dive Bar Music Club, and I'm looking forward to finding out what it is you are listening to these days. You've always got a few little gems that you share that I'm like, oh, I should know that, or I love that too, and I'm going to nerd out about it, but we very much appreciate you being part of it.
That's really cool. I'm excited. It's going to be great. Our music world is so fractalated, pixelated, exploded, that I always feel like I'm missing something wonderful. So I really look forward to hearing other people's recommendations. That's going to be fantastic. And why they're passionate, you know. I've always said, like, I don't watch sports, but if I'm with somebody that's really into the World Series, I'm going to sit next to them and like totally catch their vibe, you know? So I'm looking forward to that part.
You know, I'm much more likely to listen to something when someone passionately loves it and maybe listen for things that I didn't give a chance to previously as well. So I'm as excited about this as everyone else. So thank you. I sure appreciate it.
Good to talk to you, Sloan.
That's Last Call at Dive Bar Music Club. If you like the hang, follow the show, leave a review, and tell your algorithm, gosh darn it, we're worth it. Better yet, share your favorite episode with a friend who actually stayed for the whole set. See y'all next time for the low-key, high-taste happy hour for music nerds. Hey y'all, thanks for sliding in the booth with us here at Dive Bar Music Club. I'm Sloan Spencer, a former radio host and the creator of a ton of different podcasts over the years, including another brand new one that is completely different. It's the Gen X Sleep Podcast, Sleep with Rockstars. Subscribe today at sleepwithrockstars.com or your favorite podcast app.